3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Fiona Talkington to bring you Late Junction.
Well, I got the lot. Currants, flour, raisins, canned peel, nutmeg, mixed pie, suet.
David?
Oh, come in, Gert.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Hello. Lovely, you're all got up like a dog's dinner. Where are you off to?
Going to the pictures. Coming?
Yes, rather. But I've got to finish this first. I'm just mixing the Christmas pudding.
I thought you wasn't going to make none this year.
Oh, I'll say that, don't I? Mm. Still, it's Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
I've got all the dry things mixed. Now, what's next? Here's the book.
Let's see. Currants, raisins, half oz mixed spice.
Oz, ounce fatted. How many eggs?
4.
Right. 1. 2.
It's a nice brown one.
3. Oh, there, it's all run up my arm. Makes you tired, doesn't it?
1 gill of milk and 1 wine glass full of rum or brandy.
Now, I got Bert to get that. Look, there's the bottle on the dresser. And listen, Gert, do you think that's rum or brandy?
Oh, I don't know. I'll taste it and see, shall I, Dave?
No, don't you bother, Gert. I'll taste it. Yes, that's brandy, all right. Still, I don't know, though. Now, where's my big spoon?
You, Santa Claus?
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in the stocking, I can hear knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out. Ain't the sight of spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Oh, winds are howling. What would that be, Robin? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh, you mind. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? I said, who's there? Who is it? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Pity my knees, say that's you, Santa Claus. That's it, all right.
Back by popular demand, Elsie and Doris Waters from 1935 making their Christmas pudding. And then the Heavies remix of Louis Armstrong's version of Is That You, Santa Claus? And as this is the last Late Junction before Christmas, there are a few other Late Junction Christmas traditions and our latest Late Junction collaboration. And this time that brings together the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle and the Indian Veena with Synnøve Bjørset and Harry Sivanen. Next, though, tonight, music from Galicia, played by Tala Barte. Thank you. Sound of Galician band Talabarte, and you can find that on a compilation which comes with the new issue of F-Roots magazine. Onetrick's point never is the US-based musician Daniel Lapotin, whose new release is a sort of song cycle composition based around some lo-fi audio gleaned from TV ads compilations. This is the title track, Replica.
Thank you. Proceeding, guide us to thy perfect.
Sufjan Stevens from his box set Songs for Christmas. And the song just before that was by Olaf Arnalds, Close My Eyes. And first of all, we heard from One O' Trick's Point Never and the title track from his release Replica. Now, this next song is one which I feel I've been playing on Late Junction for years, and every year I think, I can't play that one again, and then I find that you're writing in and asking for it. So here, by popular demand, The Roaches and Winter Coat.
The fit is generous and loose. The coat is filled with down of goose. Should I feel guilty about that? I wouldn't wear the fur of a cat. The coat is black, so in New York City it doesn't look dirty, it stays pretty. Perfectly suits a pair I already had of boots. Can't help sharing on a personal note a secret I have concerning the coat. One of the reasons that it got my vote is the way it lies open around the throat. For me, the collar mustn't come too high, because well, all right, my skin is dry. So each morning I rub my face with oil, and the fabric, you see, the grease could soil. Can we speak a moment about the lining after my own heart's designing? It's nylon so your skirts don't wind up in a bunch around your behind. For the coat to clean, you throw this thing in the washing machine. Drying it out, but the filling does float. I'm here to proclaim this coat is enough. The length of the coat is below the knees, so in the cold your legs don't freeze. I'm nuts about another one of its charms. There's plenty of room underneath the arms. The coat's not bulky, it weighs about an ounce, devoid of any frivolous flaws. I will admit it has shoulder pads. All things considered, it's not so bad. It looks all right, even from the side, I guess because the bottom isn't overly wide. Okay, so you say you'd prefer something hipper. Can I just tell you about the zipper? I searched for it for many years. Last one I had, I tore up. Jack the Ripper.
just south of the crop. Working, it's a task you can hardly botch. It's made of a material that will not rust. It won't get stuck, you don't get fussed. Easily in the usual way, but you can also pull it up if you'd like to, let's say. Sit down on a train or climb some stairs. Your desire to bend this code about shares. Snaps as well, which I don't even use. They beat out buttons if I had to choose. I remember the night I went to the store, fighting my way across the cloak's soft floor. Suffocating I was, it seemed, when from a rack this last old beam. Of all my requirements I pursued the trail, to find furthermore the damn thing was on sale. It had the small chain at the back of the neck, so you could hang it on a hook, but it broke, what the heck. With the end of each sleeve I'm totally smitten. Ample space for to emerge a thick mitten. If you wanna be warm, it winds far and away. It's like walking around in your bed all day. I know you're not supposed to be so fond of a thing, but today this is my heartfelt inspiration to sing. I hope you don't think I'm merely trying to be clever. I wish this cold would last forever.
We'll be right back.
the trio Troika, Chris Montagu, Kit Downs and Joshua Blackmore, and a number called Tax Return. And I'm really looking forward to their second album, which will be out on Edition Records next year. And the Roaches just before, and My Winter Coat. Had a really nice email from Hugo about that one, amongst all your emails. late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Offenbach doesn't get much of a look in on Late Junction, but with a new CD of arrangements by the brilliant clarinetist Gianluigi Trovesi and the accordionist Gianni Coscia, all that changes. Gianluigi Trovesi and Gianni Coscia with their arrangement of music from Offenbach's Le Jugement de Paris, and then their own piece, Ma Non So. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And coming up in about 5 minutes, the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations. The 22nd of July in Norway brought untold sadness and shock for so many people. The bomb in Oslo and the shootings on the island of Utøya and the loss of so many lives. When I was there shortly afterwards, among the people I talked to was the pianist and composer Espen Eriksson, who played me a piece he'd written in the aftermath of the tragedy. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, this tune came to him, which he's called simply Oslo. Espen Eriksson's beautiful piece, Oslo, written after the tragic events in Norway on the 22nd of July. This is BBC Radio 3, and our Late Junction session this month brings together one of the most bubbly and funniest Norwegians I know, and a brilliant hardanger fiddle player too, Synnøve Bjørseth, and the Wiener player Harry Sivonen. They'd met at WOMAD this year in the artist's tent and became intrigued by each other's instrument. Both have drone strings and similar tunings, so we just had to get them playing. And this is what happened at the BBC's Maida Vale studios in West London last month. Thank you.
So I'm Harry Sivanason, and I'm this year's World Roots Academy protégé. It's been a very busy year, working with the very hard BBC Radio 3 World Roots team, and they've taken me to Sri Lanka, they've taken me to India, and been working with a brilliant mentor in South India, Aruna Sairam. Learned lots, played lots, practiced lots. Spoke lots, recorded a lot of radio, and did the proms. So it's been a really great year. So I play the veena, which is probably the emblem of Carnatic music or South Indian classical music. It has its roots thousands of years ago in mythology and books and stuff like that. But nowadays, it's a very popular instrument. It's got a very unique tone, maybe not as well recognised as other instruments from the Asian subcontinent.
I'm Sunova. I come from Norway, from a beautiful place called Jølster in the western part of Norway, and I play the Hardanger fiddle, which is the national instrument of Norway. And I've been playing the Hardanger fiddle since I was 9, I think. Now I'm only 20. No, I'm just joking. And I make a living from playing the fiddle. So I'm out touring and, it's been a quite busy autumn. And now I'm very glad to be here in London and doing some great music and states of mind with Hari.
So we were at WOMAD and I just finished my performance. And a couple of the producers had circled a few acts which they thought I must see. And one of them was Meyerston. Have I pronounced it right? Mm. Okay, great. So I was absolutely taken away by Meyerston. It was brilliant. There was a string quartet and a very different sound from anything I've heard. So they finished and I thought, oh, this is brilliant. Must meet them. And I'm not sure, but I think it was Lucy Duran came up to me and said, Harry, do you know what? One of the players here plays an instrument that's very like yours. And I thought, what do you mean? And she said, Lucy knows that a veena has four main strings, but then also has sympathetic strings underneath. And so she said, well, one of the instrumentalists here plays an Ardanga fiddle and it has sympathetic strings. It's basically the violin version of a veena. So I was quite excited. So, and that's when me and Sinova met, and she was very kind enough to let me have a little browse around her Ardanga fiddle, which was very cool.
Well, I remember Harry coming up. You know, his eyes were glowing. He had heard about a fantastic instrument and he wanted to have a look at it. And yeah, I think he even tried to play it.
I was plucking about.
Yeah. So I was, of course, very glad that someone showed interest in my instrument.
That last piece was entitled We Do. The first part is a wedding song from the Norwegian tradition. And for the second part, Synnøve asked, oh, right, do you have a wedding piece from the South Indian tradition? This is probably the most famous thing that one would think about in South India if you think of weddings, the song Sita Kalyana. And it's set in sevens. So when I asked Synnøve, do you have sevens? And I started singing or humming it. She said, oh, yes, yes. No, that's a three, though. But she called it an asymmetrical three.
Yeah, but in Norway we have quite a lot of tunes that are, they are in three, but in asymmetrical trees. So, it differs from every region. So one place you can have one, two, three, one, two, three. And maybe in a neighbor valley you can have one, two, three, one, two, three. But we all say they are in three. Mm.
Just asymmetrical ones.
Yeah. Why make it so complicated? One, two, three, that's easy.
So the next piece is entitled State of Mind, which was a bit of genius there from Synnøve, because it was named after the mood, basically. It was quite interesting how we came up with this. I just asked Synnøve to play some modes that worked, and I tried to translate it to a mode in Carnatic music, Amrita Varshini. And it's basically myself improvising, and Synnøve keeps on coming in and overlapping with a beautiful composition.
Yeah, it's a traditional tune. And that type of tune, it's quite rare in Norway. But in some areas, we have these very slow airs. And I think more than being tunes, playing them is like being in a very special state of mind. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Doing this session, yeah, it's opened my eyes a little bit. Not just in terms of actually the music that Sinavi played and my understanding of it, but also the fact that there's so many regions in Norway that have separate traditions and things like that. And it's exactly the same in India, and people are trying to, you know, look after their traditions, preserve their traditions, things like that. And just the fact that, you know, an augmented... Sorry, what was it? Asymmetrical 3 is a 7 in my head. It just means that it's all the same. And it's actually been really nice, and I hope to do it again.
Mm. I also learned that 3 can be 7. So, and I was really glad to see and hear the Vina, because from before I knew the sitar, and, you know, that's a quite famous instrument. Mm. And now I said, wow, this is really beautiful. Mm. Okay, the last piece we're doing is a tune that we have named The Two Dragon Heads. Because we both have dragon heads on our instruments. It's kind of based upon dance music from my tradition, and you are doing...
I'm improvising.
Yeah.
It was a nice piece because for me, I'm skipping into different modes and different emotions, and Sinova's got three different... compositions, which again are different moods. So I think there's 6 different ideas within the one piece, basically. Mm. 3 from each tradition.
Zenobia Bjørseth and Harry Sivanen, Hardanger Fiddle and Vina, recorded for the Late Junction collaboration sessions at the BBC's Maidervale studios last month. And that's available for the next 30 days as a podcast via the Radio 3 website. One of Late Junction's longest-standing Christmas traditions, Bugge Wesseltoft, ends tonight's programme from It's Snowing on My Piano. And I'll be back on Tuesday night. Whatever you're doing over the Christmas weekend, I hope you have a really lovely time. Don't forget Late Junction can keep you company over the Christmas via the BBC iPlayer. And I'd like to send Christmas greetings to our friends at the Freak Zone on BBC Six Music with Stuart McConey, who are on Christmas Day. Here's Kokonami and Sleigh Ride. Good night.